a fallen elm. Old elm that murmured in our chimney top, the sweetest anthem autumn ever made, and into mellow whispering calms would drop when showers fell on thy many-coloured shade, and when dark tempests mimic thunder made, while darkness came as it would strangle light, with the black tempest of a winter night that rocked thee like a cradle to thy root. How did I love to hear the winds unbraid thy strength without, while all within was mute. It seasoned comfort to our heart's desire. We felt thy protection like a friend, and edged our chairs up closer to the fire, enjoying comforts that never was penned. Old favourite tree, thou hast seen time's changes lower, through change till now did never injure thee, for time beheld thee as her sacred dower, and nature claimed thee her domestic tree. Storms came and shook thee many a weary hour, yet steadfast to thy home thy roots hath been. Summers of thirst parched round thy homely bower, till earth grew iron, still thy leaves were green. The children sought thee in thy shumish shade, and made their playhouse rings of sticks and stone. The mavis sang and felt himself alone, while in thy leaves his early nest was made, and I did feel his happiness mine own. Nought heeding that our friendship was betrayed, friend not inanimate, though stocks and stones there are, and many formed of flesh and bones, thou owned a language by which hearts are stirred deeper than by a feeling clothed in words, and speakest now what's known of every tongue, language of pity and the force of wrong. What cant assumes, what hypocrites will dare, speaks home to truth and shows it what they are. I see a picture which thy fate displays, and learn a lesson from thy destiny. Self-interest saw thee stand in freedom's ways, so thy old shadow must a tyrant be. Thou hast heard the knave abusing those in power, bawl freedom loud and then oppress the free. Thou hast sheltered hypocrites in many a shower, that when in power would never shelter thee. Thou hast heard the knave supply his canting powers with wrong's illusions when he wanted friends that bawled for shelter when he lived in showers, and when the clouds vanished made thy shade amends. With an axe at root he felled thee to the ground and barked to freedom. Oh, I hate the sound. Time bears its vision speak, and age sublime had made thee a disciple unto time. It grows the cant term of enslaving tools to wrong another by the name of right. It grows the license of overbearing fools to cheat plain honesty by force of might. Thus came enclosure. Ruin was its guide, but freedom clapping hands enjoyed the sight. Though comfort's cottage soon was thrust aside, and workhouse prisons raised upon the site, and nature's dwellings far away from men, the common heath became the spoiler's prey. The rabbit had not where to make his den, and labour's only cow was drove away. No matter, wrong was right, and right was wrong, and freedom's ball was sanctioned to the song. Such was thy ruin, music-making elm. The rights of freedom was to injure thine. As thou wert served, so would they overwhelm, in freedom's name, the little that is mine. And there are knaves that brawl for better laws, and cant of tyranny in stronger powers, who glut their vile, unsatiated maws, and freedom's birthright from the weak devours.